Monty, if you do start following the truck, I mean, you're not going to be the only one. It's almost like a deadhead, you know. And I know that's challenging to hear those words, but, you know, there's a following, and you'll start seeing some of the same folks meeting up with the truck.
Yeah, it's like the Dead, but with just less annoying.
They can join the bandwagon. I need all the followers I can get.
Time for our local hero spotlight with a double dose of Phil Squared, Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Phil Hillenbrand, who, amongst other things, is here to talk about one of my favorite things in the world we live in right now, which is eating outside. I love going out to eat so much. It hurts me so bad how much our restaurants are hurting through this time. But when I can go and eat outside and support a local business, that makes me feel great. Plus, I don't have to cook, and it's usually super delicious. Food trucks could be not that they weren't already the wave of the current, but the wave of the future. And the Thai chili food truck is about to relaunch, right, Phil Hillenbrand?
Yes, sir, it is.
Tell me about the origins of the Thai Philly food truck. I keep calling it Thai Philly food truck because your Skype handle has Philly in it. Thai chili food.
One L. It's got one L, right, Phil?
Only use one L. We're not excessive.
So, yeah, it stems from my wife's background. We've been to Thailand. We love street food. We wanted to bring this to the United States because a lot of times when you get into food, Thai food especially, I've had it in Thailand and I've had it in, you know, Western Mass. They dumb it down as far as spice and flavor to fit the general American palate, which my wife is totally against. She likes to go full board. This is what we do in Thailand. Her curries and everything else really shine as far as that aspect of it. And that's pretty much why we wanted to do the food truck overall.
So where has the food truck been, and why is this the sort of relaunch of the food truck?
The food truck's been in a cave in a station somewhere getting a new heart. Needed a new motor. Perfect timing. But, you know, if we're going to keep this thing for a long term, we might as well do everything right. So it's getting a new motor and should be done as we speak. And we have a few things lined up to get it going.
Where are you going to be so that I can make sure to be there?
We can come right over to WRSI. Unfortunately, I'm not there. I wish I was there to feed you, but
come over as soon as you can.
Pad Thai. We can have Pad Thai and wheels.
Oh, yes. But where might we find you?
Our regular stops, the Springfield Farmers Market wants us back. The Westfield Farmers Market wants us back. Valley View Farms, I think they want us over there on some Sundays in the month of August.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so interesting that it's been such a good collaboration for you and your wife, Supicha, to actually be at farmers markets. Can you share more why that works so well for both the farmers and you?
Because I think Thai food is so versatile. As far as cooking, I think I've traditionally learned how to make pad thai the way she makes it, because everybody has a different recipe. Using like the natural ingredients, because I find that that's what they do in Thailand, and putting it in their curries and everything seasonal. The seasons are different out there. I feel like it's summer all year round there, but I mean, they have a plethora of fruit, vegetables, and to have this at the farmer's market really kind of brings a special feeling back, especially to, you know, for my wife, to get that feeling of, I'm kind of home a little bit. It's nice to see. It's a good feel.
Tell me about some of the local ingredients that you're using with the relaunch of the Thai chili food truck, Phil Hillenbrand.
We have a fusion curry that we have on our menu. It's got a cross between Japanese and Thai, and I use local carrots, potatoes, and onions, and I've been frequently using Simple Gifts Farm right now in Amherst. That's a good dish. We can do it with tofu for you, Phil.
Thanks. Like Phil, I have spent some time in Thailand. That is what's so striking when you're in Thailand, besides the fact that people are amazingly warm and friendly to all the gringos like myself who are there. But the food...
They call those Phalang.
What is the word?
Phalang. So Phalang. It just means Westerner. They use that as like as a Westerner. We're called Phalang.
Not Phalang.
But it is so striking when you're there, no matter where you're eating, everything is so fresh. Street food is so good and so fresh. I just love that you bring that part of the culture with you, you know, when you're cooking from the food truck too.
Yeah, you get a smile behind the food, and that's what it is in Thailand. I mean, they take pride in their, you know, people think street food, but out in Thailand, they take it very seriously. Big competition too out there.
I've heard tell that in Thailand and in other places where street food is like a way of life, like Vietnam and places like that, that there'll be one vendor on the street that their specialty is this one particular thing, as opposed to trying to be all things to all people. Was that your experience and your wife's experience having come from Thailand?
Absolutely. I mean, we search out we call mupeng and sticky rice, which is like a marinated grilled pork. Sticky rice is the high protein. It's like a Boreo, but it's very sticky. So you use that to eat the grilled pork. Of course, when we go to Thailand, the mango and sticky rice that's out there is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Well, one of the things I missed most about doing our local hero spotlights in person is that Phil Corman from CISA usually convinces the chefs and the purveyors to bribe me with food, and perhaps maybe, you know, more than ever right now, having this conversation about Thai chili food truck and its reemerging is I don't get to sample the food. But especially because we're in a global pandemic, and because it's not overly safe to eat inside in most places, and because eating outside is the safest, best way to support our local vendors and our chefs, I'm so excited that the Thai chili food truck rides again at the Springfield Farmers Market, the Westfield Farmers Market, maybe at Exhibit A at Valley View Farm. And I'm going to try to catch you at as many of those places as I can. Phil Hillenbrand from the Thai chili food truck. Best to your wife, Supicha, for bringing her Thai chili inspiration to a food truck in the valley. And to Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, also a big fan of Thailand and Thai food. And you can find out more about all of our food purveyors locally in the valley at buylocalfood.org.